Hello, my black culinary people.
Why are they culinary people?
Because I'm doing my hands like Keith Lee.
Okay, well, hello, my Nubian gods and goddesses.
It's your girl, Ciara. It's your girl, Ciara.
I'm not introducing myself until it's time.
You have to.
Ah,
There are
fine.
new niggas.
It's your girl Tay. And welcome and or welcome back to Vitamin Linen. Don't mind my hair. It ain't time for me to fix you.
You gotta hit your. You ain't did it in a
Oh,
while.
it's good to see you niggas again. Yeah, you're right. I have not.
Is what happens when we take too much of an accidental break.
My mama forgot.
So
Yes, I swear to God, I forgot.
this week we are talking about relationship milestones and how to navigate them in a healthy relationship. If y'all don't know what relationship milestones are, relationship milestones are things that, well, not things, let me say, moments in a relationship that you hit that are very important to you or to both of you. I gave that a very better one that I was gonna give y'all, so it's fine. But
It was actually really good. I'm not even gonna hold you. That was really good, CC.
thank you, thank you.
Good
I
job,
try.
friend.
So we're gonna try to do that and let you guys know about how to navigate them in healthy relationships. Let us know some of our milestones and things of that nature. So hit it, Taylor. Actually, we haven't checked in a minute. Might as well. Might as well.
It's the
Taylor.
minus. Please don't piss me off, friend. Good friend. Sweet friend. Don't do that.
For all you new people or for people that haven't realized on this show, Taylor is a huge grammar police person. I mean, humongous. So I may or may not do things to annoy her grammar police ass. Also, sometimes I just talk how I talk. So,
Talking how she talked don't be the problem. It's when she do shit to purposely annoy me that really be the problem.
anywho,
I said.
Taylor, how have you been these past few weeks? Because I don't think we've even checked in weeks.
I feel like we did last episode.
Did
Maybe
we?
I thought we did.
Either way, that was like 2 weeks ago.
The point is, I'm doing well. I'm doing all right. I'm doing fine. Taking things day by day. For real, for real. Got a recent diagnosis that I think I'm gonna start sharing, kind of like my journey and all of those things a little later in life. A little later on this year, for real, for real. Just because, probably within the next week or so, actually, just because I feel like it's so not known, if that makes sense. It's so unknown. A lot of people don't know what it is. I'll go ahead and say it. I have been diagnosed with a condition called idiopathic intracranial hypertension. The easiest way to explain it is that there is extra cerebrospinal fluid in my brain, and it causes pressure, and it's like pushing against my skull. And the way that they found it was that I had swollen optic nerves. The easiest way, that's one of the earliest signs that you'll notice of it. But the only way that they could really diagnose it is to rule things out. So I had to get an MRI. Actually, I went to my first doctor, got my eye scan. They only found it in my right eye. Went to a neuro ophthalmologist. They found it in both eyes. Had to get MRIs. Scariest shit ever, amongst
I
some
told her it was gonna be okay.
other traumatic things. And then basically, I haven't gotten the lumbar puncture yet, but usually the lumbar puncture is how you really know that that's what it is, because you'll be able to they'll be able to read the pressures of my spinal fluid, something that they're not able to do at the moment. So I started taking my meds though. I've only been taking them for 5 days, so I couldn't really tell you if I see a difference right now. I don't have any weird side effects, which I think is cool. So,
amen.
You know, there's that. We are happy about that. So,
I told Taylor she's gonna be okay. So far so good.
That's the so far so good. Yeah. So far so good. Other than that, still booked and busy.
Period.
You know how that go. How about you? How are you?
I am the dog in the burning house.
Okay. Because I get it. I absolutely get it from that alone.
I am definitely the dog in the burning house right now. But, you know, I am pushing forward. Thankfully, I have an amazing support system and love from everyone. So everybody is pushing me and encouraging me to keep going. So I'm going to keep going and just keep grinding. And hopefully I get somewhere with something. So, yes. Yes. So, yeah.
I feel like you got this. That's just me.
Thank you. Everybody believes in me, so I'm using everybody's belief right now. So, yeah, I would like to start the new year not feeling this way. We're going to see what happens. I think that I will some kind of way not feel this way. Like, I feel like I will be better in the new year, but we're just going to try and go from there.
Sometimes, yes. And as I've found that you just kind of, what's the word I'm looking for? Sometimes you just got to fake it till you make it.
And baby, thank God my career is my career. So that's what we're doing. That and living in delusion.
It's the living in delusion for me. Because, you know, same. But yeah, so now that everybody's checked in with everybody, welcome to Navigating Relations, part one, and part the only things that we have been doing so far. And hopefully by the time we get to the second part or the third part or whatever the fucking part next of this little thingamabob
series,
we'll have more to share. So yeah, I decided and I went to work on this shit, right?
She did.
I felt like it would be kind of cool to do pretty much a continuation of what we did last episode, which was we started talking about first dates. And I was like, you know, what if we talked about some of the other milestones in terms of like getting to know people and then building relationships from a romantic standpoint compared to, you know, friendship milestones, because that's the thing too, but we don't necessarily have to do that unless she wants to do it as well. You know, it has to be a collaborative effort. So
how does it not have to be a collaborative effort? And we're collaborating on a podcast.
Meaning she gotta agree to it and like then I get to work on the script. That's pretty much how it is. So, like I was saying, we kind of already went over the first date last episode, but to refresh you guys' memory, because it's been 2 weeks, we did have a
right
wonderful Thanksgiving holiday, by the way. We did Friendsgiving.
Before we start, listen, this, okay, guys.
I was gonna say, let's just talk about how we did a fire ass.
Oh my gosh. Like,
film wise, it was fucking fire how we did our vlog for Friendsgiving. But once everything got dumped and listened to, there was no audio.
No sound.
So we have to voice over it.
We literally, we had plans. We were not supposed to be gone for 2 weeks. We actually weren't supposed to be gone for any
at all, because it was supposed to drop and you were going to have a vlog to watch
for that week. And then the next week was supposed to be this episode. And then the weather decided to rain out of nowhere and mess up both of our connections. It's...
When I tell you I'm over it.
We have been being tested here on Bottom Melon. It's so good though. So when you see it, you're gonna be like, oh. So it might come like later, like way later,
but it'll come.
It's fine. We have all the footage. It is all edited. It just doesn't have sound.
And I feel like that's the most annoying part about it.
I put it all together in a sequence and everything. So I might have to edit like two things or something, but a lot of it is already sequenced. We literally would just have to place the voiceover and then upload it. So literally. That's all that we're missing. Yeah. That's what happened.
Insane.
I don't. Anyways, back to the milestones.
Because God.
I just.
But anywho. So, is that, what's the?
The shaking, yes.
Okay, I thought so.
Yes.
So anywho. Back to the rundown. So we talked about first dates the last episode, and you know that it's significant to the first date. We didn't really actually give because we just kind of were talking about like our best first dates, our worst first date, things of that nature. But I did want to kind of go into like why first dates are super important. And by super important, I really just mean in terms of getting to know people. Mm-hmm. Really getting to ask those important questions to really gauge if you like a person or not. And just kind of seeing overall, like, is it worth it? If that makes sense. So, all of that to say, it is important because you got to know who the fuck you're dealing with.
Let me tell you.
If you don't know who the fuck you dealing with,
now you're gonna survive, man.
It ain't gonna work. It's just not gonna work. No. So, tips for making a positive impression. I think we just said talking about like being yourself, being open to new experiences is actually really important. Kind of being stuck in your ways will kind of make it harder for you to really see the beauty of said person. You miss out on learning a lot about who they are. And when I say open-minded, I mean like being open-minded to new experience, not to compromise your standards. That's different.
Standards, values, all that.
Yeah, morals and values. Like, no, you don't have to compromise yourself to be open-minded. Being open-minded is just literally being open to trying something different. So like you never really take an art class, but they were like, hey, let's meet up and do like a sip and paint for our first date. Kind of an open-minded thing to do, or like going to an art gallery would kind of fall in line with the same thing. So kind of being willing to try like a different type of first date than your regular kind of gives you the advantage of like really getting to see who this person is, because it's like, oh, we're going to an art gallery.
Mm-hmm. And it opens up your life. It just opens your life as to new experiences.
Say, okay, culture, not you finna school your girl on something. Give me some culture, give me a little bit of that. A little, you feel me? Ah, I forget. Yeah. You're never going to be able to see that. So you got to.
Oh, yeah. That was the salt.
Some sprinkle.
Yeah, that was a little.
I'm going to have to like, add a sprinkle noise.
And just for a positive impression, just be you. Hopefully that's a positive person, but.
Be you with some manners if you ain't got none, okay?
If you ain't got none, get some. But like, other than that. Just be who you are. Like, you don't have to fake the
be
funk.
Be who you are for your pride.
Amen.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, just be you.
Yeah. But we've talked enough about the first date. If y'all want more tips, go to the last episode.
Correct. So step two, you've gone through the first date. You've really gotten to know this person. You've gone on several different dates. You're really digging this person. And you kind of are starting to like, so where is this headed? That's what we call defining the relationship. So I guess, Cece, what do you feel like is the purpose of doing that?
It honestly depends for each person. For me, it was to have that security that you're not trying to play in my face.
Have you on the play in my face? Yeah.
Right. But for most people, it's the security that you're actually there to be with only them or whatever situation y'all got going on. It's kind of shows kind of commitment to like, okay, we're going to have this relationship and build on this relationship with you. Like I want to build something with you. And like I said, just security. It's very simple. Like especially if you're spending all your time with this person, this is the only person you're talking to, the only person you really like entertaining. It shouldn't be that difficult. It shouldn't be that hard. But yeah, it's very simple. Very simple. Now, if you know you ain't shit, then you need to let somebody know beforehand. And don't be perpetrating. But that's really the importance of defining that relationship is like, okay, we take each other seriously. We're committing to being with one another and building and learning more about each other exclusively. That's basically defining that relationship or defining what y'all doing. Cause defining the relationship could be like, yo, we just, you know, we just sleeping together. Bet.
Now I know. Ooh. I was going to say for clarity, for sure. Defining the relationship, like puts everybody on the same page. Like this is what we're doing. This is where we're going. This is the kind of relationship we're going to have. So if you're looking for a long-term relationship, this is kind of that point in the relationship, where, hey, what are we doing? Because I'm dating to marry. What are you dating for? Now you can either be like, because some people are going to say, I'm just going with the flow.
No.
That only works if both of y'all are going with the flow. See what I'm saying? Like, you got to have somebody who's willing to match your energy.
You need to be on the same page.
You got to be on the same page. That because motherfucker like 5 pages behind.
I've gone through many stages, okay? I've gone through stages where I'm like, whoa, 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 there. Well, there, buddy. And then I've gone through stages with, we are both going with the flow. And then I have been on stages where we are together. Don't try to play with me. I've had the spectrum. I'd be chilling. A lot of times I was just chilling. I was chilling for years. So, you know, you got to be on the same page. If everybody's on the same page, you can gallivant whatever city you're in. Just free. That's all. Just that's it. That's all. That's it. That's all. The conversation don't gotta be heavy. Sometimes it gotta be. But you know,
it don't always have to be.
Yeah. Like, don't try to be aggressive. Like, look, nigga, what the fuck we doing? Like,
right. Like you don't have to go that hard and paint, my nigga. You definitely don't.
Calm down. Calm down. This is a solution-based conversation. Like, okay.
We don't have to do that. We definitely don't have to do that.
So, you know, just be calm. You know, don't be delusional. Don't do a define the relationship. Don't have a define the relationship conversation delusionally. And most people that are delusional don't realize that they're delusional. So I guess it's redundant.
That's another thing. Yeah. Yeah.
I guess that advice is kind of redundant, but
you would be surprised.
Speaking from someone who has been delusional, don't do it. Don't do it.
You have to be honest with yourself in things like this. So that's why I'm definitely the champion for like when you are defining your relationship and things like that, and they tell you what the fuck they tell you, believe in it the first
it's up to you to figure out if that's okay with you and if it's not. It's
and
quite
it's
simple.
Not okay with you. That's step okay back. Too. Just take a step, take a step back. It's okay. It's absolutely okay. You define what it is that you want in your relationship and how you want or foresee your future being.
And it's also okay to change your mind. Like,
most definitely.
Later on. Because, like, I'll give, I guess, a personal example. I was doing something and we had the kind of like conversation like, hey, do you want this to be a relationship? Do you not? Whatever. Or are we working towards that? We're dating. He said he wasn't. I said, okay, that's what I wanted. So we stepped back for a couple months. We were in contact, but very, very much seldomly like we were before. And then after a while, I was actually genuinely okay. Like I wasn't settling anything. I was genuinely okay with, you know what? I could go with the flow kind of thing. Since we were still talking, we actually just stopped talking for a minute. And then we reconnected by bumping into each other one day and then started going with the flow. Everybody that obviously wasn't in my head and in my life was like, Ciara, why are you settling? And I was like, no, I genuinely am not. I am literally okay with this. After having to come to Jesus and really figuring out what it was that I wanted or what kind of expectations I had and stuff like that, I genuinely was like, oh, you know what? I'm actually okay with that. Didn't think so. I was holding myself to a different kind of societal expectation and junk. So having that call kind of like inward, what's the word? It's not a revelation. That's not the word I'm trying to think of. After like auditing myself, there we go. An internal audit, I was like, oh, okay, I'm fine.
Oh, you so corporate America.
I know, right? And then went on with, okay, going with the flow kind of thing for a little bit. It was a long little time for the going with the flow. And I was enjoying I was having my best life, living my best life. So it's okay. And honestly, at the end of the day, you don't really have to explain yourself to somebody.
To not a nan, nigga, not a nan soul.
Because a lot of people were confused at first with me. You know, I was like, I promise, I'm okay.
Nah, for real. Because it was like, you sure?
Like, are you sure? Like, you sound like you just settled. Then I really wasn't. That's the funny part. I genuinely was like, let's go. Let's see where this goes. And I was chilling. And after the end, it was kind of like, I wouldn't even say it fizzled out. It was just like a lot of factors came into play where we just end up not going with the flow anymore. We just stopped. But I'm still cool with the nigga to this day.
It's the to this day for me.
I am.
it just really just took me out. That's all. It really was the to this day.
But yeah, so like, it's okay. You just need to be able to have that conversation. Be realistic with yourself. Because.
Yes.
Yeah.
You most definitely have to be completely honest with yourself when you do these things, in my opinion.
You do need to be realistic. Because what are we doing? What are we doing here? But yeah, so now the next part. Our next section of a relationship milestone is really developing a connection. So obviously you were developing that connection when you had that define the relationship conversation, but now you're on the same page. So now you're connecting on the same page, you're building trust. So trust in the relationship, like my dude said, and I think that was it Meet the Browns or was it, which one was it? We don't have trust. We don't have nothing. Shout out to Terrell. But if y'all know what I'm talking about, if you know which top favorite play I'm talking about.
It's
which one is that?
It's actually the one right before Meet the Browns, because it's the one where it's class reunion, because it's the one where at the very end, Cora finds out that Mr. Brown is probably her daddy.
No, I think when he said we don't have trust, we don't have nothing, that's when she was complaining and begging for him on her knees in that house, because that was the same, that was the same play. It was Meet the Brown, because that was the same play they was doing the funeral, I think.
Okay, they did do the funeral, but I was gonna say they had the same, he had the same conversation with another girl in Madea's class reunion, quite literally, like, literally was like, yeah, well, if we don't have trust, we don't have nothing. So he said it in two plays.
The one I'm talking about is when she was on her knees and he was like, we don't have trust.
She was on her knees too. And she was like, I'll do anything. And he was like, you'll do anything. Go to hell or some shit like that.
Something like that. He was like, dang, I gotta rewatch that. Anyways.
I'm just trying to figure out which Taliban. I think he did it in both, bro.
I think he did too, but I'm pretty sure he did do it in Meet the Browns.
But I remember.
Because they say it in every single Tyler Perry thing. Like, I don't. Anyways.
Like, come on now.
Shout out to Terrell, though, because I still follow him on Instagram. That man is talented.
Definitely talented as a motherfucker.
Mr. Cord.
Mr. Cord. Mr. Carter, yes, he is.
But yes, trust in the relationship is really kind of, I would say, the foundation of a relationship. Because if you don't trust somebody, you really can't function correctly or healthily. Like, you just can't. like, I don't know what I would do. I mean, I've been in a relationship where you don't really trust them, but they like to live in delusion. So it never works.
I couldn't if I tried. No, because listen. And so some of those ways to like build trust, though, really is communication for sure. Is my phone on silent so I won't get no feedback when I open
it? I turned mine off soon.
Okay. But yeah, so like making sure that you have open communication with each other, I think is really important. And not just open communication, but honest communication, because you could be open but not honest with somebody. So like over time, you know, making like, and if you've been building your relationship up to this point, you should be feeling comfortable and safe enough to share your thoughts and your feelings and your concerns with your partner. And at the same time, being a good listener. Giving them the opportunity to express themselves without judgment, just like you would want them to be able to not judge you. Another thing is consistency. Being reliable. And I don't want to say predictable, because sometimes, you know, spontaneity is great. But predictable in that you are consistently there.
I feel like that's
and
reliable.
That you're the type of person. Well, predictable being that, like, I can trust that you are going to do what you say you're going to do every time. It may not be the same thing every time, but I can predict that you're always trustworthy, that you're always communicative, like that kind of predictability, because it makes you reliable. And you're dependable in that sense, too. A couple of others would probably be like respecting boundaries. And also being able to set your boundaries helps to build trust.
And be able to create boundaries for safety. Not for each other, but for your relationship.
I feel like for yourself and for your relationship, for sure.
Like definitely be able to create them and not be scared or nervous that it's going to be a problem.
Yeah,
or that your partner is not going to do or cross that boundary or allow somebody to cross that boundary.
Right. It makes you guys feel safe and secure. We already talked about being honest. Apologizing and forgiving is important to you.
Oh, my God.
I had to think about it. It was there. But sincerely apologizing when you make mistakes, because you will make mistakes. And
we're not talking about the type of mistakes. And we're not talking about those type of mistakes that men like to put on a full
12-page
essay on a Facebook post talking about they've been with me through the ups and downs, and the ups and downs is literally you just cheating or hitting on them. No. We're not talking about that forgiving. We're not talking about that apologizing.
I ain't forgiving shit if that's the case. Mm-mm. I'll tell you that now.
We're not talking about that. So, no. Forgiving is a whole. We're talking about small stuff. Like, maybe they said they were going to take out the trash and then they didn't. Or something that's not that crazy, you know?
But also, too, it could be something as simple as they forgot an important milestone because life has been really fucking hectic. And on your anniversary, while it does suck, the apology is what counts, and you making up for it also is what counts. You feel me? Being able to say, you know, I fucked up. I'm sorry. I'm going to make it up to you. And actually,
I was just about to
say, making it up. I think that's huge. If you actually make it up to a motherfucker, that's big. You know, like, everybody can't do that.
Prime example, okay? Going back to Tyler Perry, unfortunately, okay? And I feel like y'all know, what is that movie called? Dang, as soon as we're about to talk about it. Dang, oh my God. With Journey in that movie. What? Oh my God. What's the movie with Journey Smollett?
Oh, you're talking about Confession.
Yeah.
Confession.
Prime example, if y'all have seen that movie with Journey Smollett and an old dude from, like, I think it was like the OC or something.
Oh, it's Confessions of a Marriage Counselor, but the actual, okay.
It's another title to it.
Yeah, it is, because it comes from the play, Confessions of a Marriage Counselor. Is it, Temptation.
Temptation, there we go.
Mm-hmm. So, Temptation, Confessions of a Marriage Counselor.
Perfect example, Lance Gross forgot her birthday. Wild, considering how long they've known each other. But... he forgot her birthday.
Niggas get comfortable, for real.
And he made it up.
They really do.
He made it up by singing, I'm pretty sure, Try a Little Tenderness or something like that.
No, it is.
Al Green.
It's Try a Little Tenderness.
He made it up by singing to her naked in the cowboy hat with a little cupcake. Yes.
It's not Al Green, though, but yes.
No, I said he was either Al Green or Try a Little
Tenderness. Oh, I was like, yeah, it's Try a Little Tenderness. Otis Redding. Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, like something like that. I need to be like, actually, sincerely be like, I'm so sorry. Like,
right.
Don't be because like, well, my bad. What do you want me to do? Never mind.
It's like, what do you mean, my bad? What do I want you to do, nigga? I want you to... fix it. Mean? I don't understand. Make it up mean? To me.
What?
We ain't gonna talk mean? Now. And her and what she did is a version of.
Wait.
What she did.
She just got so mad.
I did because what she did is a version God. Of. And something that you cannot apologize for. Bitch, you got me so fucked up. No, ma'am. And that's why I asked got HIV AIDS. Sorry.
If okay. You all right. All right. All right.
And that's why she got her ass beat because she was trying to do too much. But anywho, all no, right. Ma'am. So on the other side of that is learning to forgive. If somebody does a sincere apology, they make things up to you, they take responsibility and accountability for their act. Don't hold grudges. Those grudges can really chip away at the trust over time. Because
and it makes you look like the dumbass at the
literally the day. At the end of the day. It literally does. Like y'all don't.
You holding on a grudge. You hold on to a grudge for 10 years ago. What is you doing?
What are you doing?
Like don't hold a grudge. If you have to separate yourself, cool, fine. You know,
but you definitely shouldn't be holding grudges like that. You feel me? I'm sorry.
And don't hold a grudge and stay. Why are you holding a grudge and stay? That makes no sense.
People don't, you know what? Shut up, Taylor. So.
Yep.
Be vulnerable. It helps to create a deeper connection. with that person when you are vulnerable and they are vulnerable with you. If they're not vulnerable with you, you know, go ahead and cut that vulnerability back a little bit, playboy, because you shouldn't have to. Or if they're not even trying. Like, if they're not, that's what I mean. Like, if they're not trying, you can go ahead and don't even worry about it, big dog. I'm out. That's what a god I am.
Yeah. And you also got to be careful with that, too. Because, like, a lot of people, they'd be like, if you're trying, it's different than they're trying. Like, you can't say, oh, I know they're trying, but it's not enough. That, you can't.
That's not the same thing.
No.
You have to be willing to meet people where they
are. Where they are. You cannot change someone.
Oof, okay. My lord.
Because you cannot.
You didn't have to do us like that, Ciara.
You don't have. You can't. You literally can't.
You did not have to do us like that.
You literally can't. This is speaking from experience. You cannot change. You
cannot change
someone. Mm.
You cannot change a soul, baby. Any soul.
Yeah, I'm just like, you literally can't. Like, it just doesn't. That's not how it works. That's not how it works. I just
let them Negroes tell it is. But you know, but no, seriously, that's something I had to learn too. Like, you can't change that person into who you want them to be. They either are or they're not. They either have the qualities, all of the qualities, majority of the qualities that you're looking for and willing to live with, or they don't. And you cannot fit a square into a circle. You just can't, unless it's a huge circle, but you can't do it. You just can't. You have to
really and that square are. And that square ain't gonna fit into a rectangle either.
Correct. Or a triangle for that matter. You like literally have to just love them as they are and know who they are as a person and decide whether or not it's worth it. It's something you can deal with for, especially if you're a long-term person like me, knowing if that's somebody or something you can deal with for the rest of your life. If it is not something that you feel like you can deal with for the rest of your life, then you have the right to bounce. And I have done it. And that it still sucks, especially when you really build a connection with somebody. But you'll see, like, the further along you get, and you could be doing a lot of things further along with this person, with this person for years, and find that you're, like, just growing in different directions. And you can also figure out in a few months that, like, yeah, we're not compatible. It's not going to work. I'm not going to put up with this for the rest of my life. And it's okay. And last but not least, as far as, like, building trust, is quality time. I know I talked about communication skills earlier, but I think this kind of goes, not hand in hand, but they kind of go together too. When you're spending quality time with that person, having activities that both of you like, trying yes. new things, that bring like positive experiences and like fulfillment to the both of you. Because then when you guys are sitting back and you're talking, you can be like, so you remember that time we did this, is that, the third?
Exactly.
And like being able to reminisce on shit that y'all did together, I feel like is so... so great.
It's so cute.
It's adorable, really, because it's like, damn, I have all of these memories with this wonderful person, and they bring so much joy into my life, and it makes me so happy.
You gotta be willing to actually have quality time with someone. Like, if you're not really trying to have quality time, get it together.
You should not be in a relationship if you're not willing to have quality time, and I will be that where it. Yes.
Get it together, okay? Like, why are you with someone and you don't want to spend time with them? That's weird. That's weird. What are you doing?
Not shit, but neither here nor there.
But quality time is very cute. It allows you to just, like Taylor said, have experiences. Mm-hmm. Quality time also lets you get to experience your partner in a different way.
Yeah.
So you get to learn more about your partner. It sounds weird, but if people are observant, like you should be, you notice like certain things your partner does in certain situations, or just like how they are when they're just chilling, or you know, things of that nature. Like, you just start learning more about your partner just with quality time. And also right. quality time is, this is going to feel really woo-woo, but like quality time is also where you get to exchange positive energies. You get to be in that person's energy.
It's the woo.
You know, like, please. It is. It's a little woo-ish, but like, you get to be in that person's energy. And if they bring you peace, then not only do you get to be in their energy and exchange energy with them, you get to experience maybe an energy that you don't have without it.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know,
you get that very experience of
yeah.
that you realize like, damn, I don't think I could live without this. Like, this really brings an added fulfillment to my life that I didn't realize exactly. I needed.
And recognize, she said added, not filling a void.
Yeah.
Added.
Definitely added experience. Because I can fulfill myself with all of the things, but having an extra person there, or persons for you, Polly's, that add fulfillment to your life in a way that you didn't see possible, or provide something that technically you probably cannot provide to yourself, mm-hmm. Because companionship is necessary for human beings. I think that's important. And I feel like if a person really brings you joy, like joy, not happiness, but joy, because there really is a difference. If you ever went to church, if you have ever gone to church, read the Bible, you'll know that joy is an internal, eternal thing. Like, it's an internal type of happiness that does not fade. Mm-hmm. And happiness is usually considered fleeting. I mean, it's not just a church thing, but usually most of us niggas kind of related to church. Because that's what you learn it in, and how it brings that type of spiritual peace and happy, like peace and smiles. Peace and it's love. Hard to explain. It's just different. It feels different because it's never ending. Like, no matter what is happening, you still have joy in your heart. Whereas mm-hmm. like, if I get sad, I'm no longer happy. It's hard to explain if you're not really on that little wavelength, but it makes sense.
Yeah, this is a whole different.
But just woo-woo. Know, like, if you're part, yeah, it's woo-woo, I guess, yeah. We're gonna start calling that shit from now on, huh? If you have a partner that brings you that type of spiritual connection and joy that you have not ever experienced anywhere else, and it's one of those, like, yeah, I'm having a good day, but, like, you make my days brighter. I'm having a bad day, and you make my days brighter. Just being here, just being literally. In your presence. Like, that's a beautiful thing, bro. That and means you nice trust staff. This person. Actually, like, really trust this person. Like, you're not just comfortable with having a body there. Do not get just comfortable. Confuse it with trust. That is another thing.
And don't confuse it with dependency as well.
True, because it's not the same. I don't have to have my partner with me all the time, but I want them there. So most of the time, we're going to be together. And it just is what it is.
You know?
But I'll be just fine if we don't go everywhere together. It's just like, damn, I really miss them.
Like, damn, that's crazy. Or
if I like talking to them on the phone as I go to sleep at night, there's nothing wrong with that.
It's not.
That just give me a certain level of peace and happiness that I've not had before. Like, there's nothing wrong with it. If I like cuddling and physical touch and holding hands and even a few hugs and laughs and whatnot and small pecks when we're like walking through the store, that literally is just because I have a lot of joyous energy around this mm-hmm. person. They make me.
If happy. I want to start doing corny relationship shit, there's matching nothing wrong with
outfits
that.
And shit. Oh my God. There's nothing.
I only like that during holidays. Every time else, I'm like, I like coordinating. Coordinating for mm-hmm. some reason, just for me, is better.
It's giving classy only, for me.
Yeah. Like, you know, I like coordinating during dates and stuff more. I don't like matching, but coordinating, yes. But like, when it comes to like how everybody's talking about matching pajamas this year, right? Cool, fine, whatever. Yes. Yes.
Definitely yes. will do it.
I'm not going to say definitely because I don't know.
No, I'm saying like that's something that I would do because it makes me
exactly.
happy.
Exactly.
I mean. Not necessarily that I am doing it this year because I don't think I got it in time to do it.
I don't know.
Here's next year, or maybe my birthday or their birthday, you know.
You know, I never know, but like those stupid, awkward photo shoots, I love those. I cannot wait until I do one of those. Those are so stupid. And if you know me, I am a goofy person. I love that shit. I cannot wait until I get to do that. Because that junk looks funny. I'm not going to be able to keep a straight face.
It's certain stuff where it's like, you read it in like novels, and then you like encounter it with a person, and you're like, fucking life. And then you meet a motherfucker in real motherfucking life who actually liked that shit. And it's like, oh.
And I used to do a lot of corny stuff. Really, like, granted, I was a child when I did a lot of corny stuff. And some of that stuff I would never, ever do again. Because it was too much. But...
Never say never. Let me stop playing.
Them bracelets, the posts, I will never.
I'll definitely do the bracelets.
I used to walk around with like, I love my boyfriend. He's walking around, I love my girlfriend bracelets. It was nauseating.
Meanwhile, I will definitely do a matching tattoo.
It was so bad. Matching tattoo, I would do one, but it can't be like, I don't do names.
That's fair.
I'm not doing names. It have to be something else. But like, y'all I'm not agree about matching tattoos. Right. Yeah. Like I like matching tattoos. For me, matching tattoos would be when I'm like married, but like,
yeah, definitely. Hell yeah.
But that's because I be taking tattoos seriously. A lot of people don't take tattoos seriously.
Nah, they just kind of get tatted. And for me, it's like, yeah. Nah, bro. I most definitely. Every tattoo that I have on me has some sort of significance to me.
Exactly. But like matching tattoos, I can do that. Like I said, matching pajamas. I like that. Doing like little photo shoots, even if they're awkward or just normal. I like those. Those are cute. That's really cute. Doing the like stereotypical stuff during Christmas time and all that. Like the lights and all that junk. Those are really cute. I like that. That junk is nice. I've always liked matching pajamas and stuff like that. Me and my family have done matching pajamas for Christmas one year. It just, I like it. I like that type of stuff. It's weird, but.
Personally, I always think it's weird. I mean.
Oh, well, yeah. I guess weird is the wrong word, but. I personally like that stuff. And I know a lot of people, some people don't want to do that when it comes to like, they're like, oh, maybe I don't know. Like, maybe they think it's corny and stuff. Also, matter of fact, side, maintaining trust, going with the last thing of like maintaining trust, is not worried about what outsiders are going to say about your relationship and trusting that you guys are in this. Like, able to trust your partner with you guys' relationship and not have so many outsiders within your relationship. Mm.
My Lord. and I will say this, depending upon your situation. No, because depending upon your situation, it can be others. It can be trying. But remembering that it really is the two of you, no matter what, you are creating your future together, and nobody defines your futures but you, exactly. Meaning the two of you. So when you have that kind of faith in your partner and trust in knowing that they got them and we gonna get through this together, it makes a big difference. It makes a big deal, for real, definitely. I know we talked about tattoos already. They're like, we called them special considerations, but essentially milestones.
I don't even consider tattoos being a milestone now that I think about it, but really? One of the milestones for me, yeah, I don't I don't look at tattoos as a milestone for some reason. I think maybe it's just because I wouldn't do that unless I'm engaged, not even engaged. I wouldn't do it unless I'm married to someone. And I feel like the marriage is the milestone more than the tattoo. I don't know. It's weird. It's kind of like it's a thing I would only do with one person, but I don't consider it a milestone. So it's one of those.
I feel like in marriage. So I was going to say, even if you have committed yourself to that one person, I feel like we would be good in the marriage enough for me to get the tattoo.
Or a tattoo. That makes sense. Yeah. See, for me, mine is still a little iffy. One milestone for me though, doesn't matter when it is, you meeting my family. I do not play about my family, and my family does not play about me.
It's the fuck off.
We do not play about each other. And obviously, when I say all of us, I mean like my parents and my siblings. But me and my siblings do not play about each other. If you are meeting my family, yeah, that is a big thing. Also, for me specifically, because everybody knows this, I don't like people in my space. I don't like people in my house. I allow you in my house.
Yeah.
Milestone. I do not like people in my house at all. It's weird. I am a very true introvert. I don't want you in my house. And I have made that known. And I have made that a priority that some people just have never in my house. But like, that's a milestone. I'm trying to think what else. This is very digital age, like kind of millennial, late millennial kind of things. But like, if I do post you or anything on my social media, that's a big thing. I feel like that's a big thing, technically. I think that's more of a kind of like late millennial thing, because I would say it's a Gen Z thing, but it's not really a Gen Z thing because they don't care. They just repost it, whatever. And if you question them, they'll be like, okay, they're not there anymore. And your point. So like, I feel like this is more of a digital age kind of person thing, is posting stuff. But also, posting is not that serious to me, so it's kind of like half and half. It is a milestone, but also don't necessarily care for posting or not posting. Yeah. Can you think of any other ones while I'm thinking of some other ones?
Social media, I agree with. Okay, so meeting my family. It is.
You're different though, because right now you stay with them. So,
well, no, I was gonna say meeting my family. It is, but it's more so meeting my father.
That's because, very accurate.
For those who don't know, my parents. I have two siblings, a stepsister. I have a sister, but for the purpose of understanding,
nobody cares.
I have a half brother. Same mom, different dads.
Also, nobody calls him that. Nobody cares.
Or is it same mom and we're full blood and same dad? No, same dad and you're full blood, same mom and you're half blood. Why? I don't fucking know. It's stupid. Either way, nobody's going to call him that. That's my little brother. And he's with, that's because my mom and my stepdad got married. Cool. We on the same page. Great. So, said all that to say, my father lives in a whole nother state.
And don't play about his daughter at all.
And do not play about Taylor. At the fuck off. Like, at the fuck off.
At all. So, at all.
That being said.
At all.
If you meet Malcolm, you are somebody special to me.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody really special to me, And not just if he's down here and you meet him, if I take you to meet him, mm-hmm. you are somebody who I consider to be incredibly important to me. That I felt the need for us to go travel for you to meet him. That's a big deal. A really mm-hmm. big fucking deal. So, all of that to say. that's a milestone for me. Lord. God.
I feel like I'm with a lot of ours are the
on
same.
I was like, I'm with you on the introvertedness. Like, if I allow you in my space, for sure.
I'll do that.
I think it's more so if I call you. Yeah, if I call you. I don't like talking on the phone at all. It irks my nerves. I hate when people call me. It gives me anxiety. I don't like talking on the phone. I do not want to talk on the phone. It's weird, I'm sure. But I don't like it. Do not fucking call me, bro. Like, I don't like it. I mean, I'm going to answer the phone because most of the time when people call me, it's important. But sometimes I know it's not important.
Very much.
I'm not answering the phone. I'm just not going to do it. I don't want to talk. And there's sometimes where, like, I'm always like, if you can text it, do so. Do not call me. So if I call you, let's start there. If I call you, I really like you. And that's a milestone. Like, if I start calling you, not just calling you like every so often, but like I call you like every day just to like check in with you. Or like tell you about my day or things like that. That's a big deal. If you are the first person that I with me and do something with, I feel like that's also a big deal. Like, hey, do you want to come? If I take you to Target with me to just walk around. No, like, listen, because like it makes sense. I like going to Target.
I already know what you're about to say.
I say I like going to Target just to walk around that hoe. If I take you to Target to just walk around that hoe and be like, isn't that pretty? That would be nice for decoration. That would be really nice for decoration. Yeah, like I love that. Because I literally like to go to just walk around and it's kind of like one of those like calming things for me. And I may or may not buy something. Normally I don't. But like if I want to take you with me to go window shopping, that means I'm taking you with me to be in my space pretty much the whole time. That's a big deal to me. Yeah. Like a really big deal to me because I don't like nobody.
I guess one of my weird ones is if, and this is besides my family and friends, but like if I share my orange soda with you.
Oh my. If I share food, period. Definitely orange soda. And for me, Grapeco.
Yeah, and Grapeco is a second for me because I love grape soda. But yeah, no, those, for some reason, if you know me, I have this weird thing with orange soda. It's because of Kenan and Kel. It is what it is. But yeah, if I share orange soda, I also really like Twizzlers. So if I offer Twizzlers for you, like to you. Mm-hmm. Those really weird things. But ask Taylor, I don't play about my drinks. I don't buy bags if I can't fit drinks in there. Side note, I found it.
Where did you find it?
I can't remember if I went to my parents' house and got it and saw it or whatever, but I found it. So for the people that are watching and for the people that are listening, I'll just explain it. I had this small backpack that Taylor's mom gave me. She just gave it to me on a whim and was like, here, you can have this backpack. And I said, thank you. Didn't need it. I just took it. What I did not realize, but what I wanted to try to see is if I could fit my 2-liter orange soda in the bag. I can. So after that, I vowed to never have a bag where I can't fit at least a drink and a snack in. And I used to carry around this small backpack everywhere because I could fit a 2-liter in there and still have room to have wallet, keys. It's a snack.
Because you was doing it, baby.
I was
definitely doing it, baby.
But yeah, that was an extreme side note because I saw it sitting right here because I forgot it was right here. But I'm trying to think of any other milestones. I guess this is usual milestone, but keys. It goes along with my house. I don't like nobody in my house. But like a key exchange, that's a big thing. That's important.
That is a big thing. I haven't gotten there yet.
If I pick you up from the airport, that's a big thing. Airport pickups are one of the best and sweetest things you could ever do for someone that you love.
If I do anything for especially your parents, like your family. Oh,
yeah, you know. That's true. That is definitely true. That's true. And honestly, we're nice people, so we're going to do that anyways. But like, if it's kind of like second nature after a while. Yeah. Yeah, that's a big milestone.
We get to a point where, because I was going to say, if we get to a point where like, I can hit up, talk to him without you. I feel like that's a milestone for sure.
Yeah, that's a big milestone. That's pretty good, honestly. Yeah, so that's a couple milestones. We named a lot of them. But let us know any milestones that you've hit, any milestones that you want to, that we haven't talked about. It could be as weird as whatever, you know. I just said mine is orange soda. So.
The anime exchange is another.
That is very, yeah. If I'm trying to get you, if I introduce you to Supernatural and actually want you to watch it so we can have a discussion. I was so serious about Supernatural. So if I know you're not going to enjoy it, I'm not going to tell you about it. And if I tell you about it, you're supposed to watch it and you don't, it's going to irritate me. I can let it go, but it's going to irritate me.
It's the I can let it go, but
like I am very serious about this show. So yeah.
I feel it.
But yeah. But yeah, that's a couple of them. Like we said, there are different relationship milestones and like kind of sections of this whole like relationship infinity stones thing, but we haven't gathered all of them, you know? We're kind of at like, I'm trying to think of one that we could put to them. I can't think of all of them right now, but like, yeah. So like we've went through some of them. We have, I want to say two other infinity stones of relationship wise. We have she to get said to
infinity stones.
Yeah. So yeah, we haven't collected all of them yet, but you know, we're getting there. So if you guys have any thoughts, any ideas, if you want to talk about your specific relationship milestones or what you've been through and stuff like that, let us know. Like, we'll have a discussion about it because it's nice to have a discussion about not other people's relationships, but like what other people have going on in other healthy relationships, especially as Black people, because society and media over the years has tried to show that Black people do not have healthy relationships, and that's just not the case. So pipe up, talk about your healthy relationship, okay? Don't be fake.
It's the don't be fake for me.
But yeah, that's it. And yeah, ended up. But I don't. Oh, by the way, guys. So I don't have a Black factor this week. So I'll just leave you with the all I have to do is stay Black and die. That is the Black fact of this week. Period. Actually, we're going to put another one because I just remembered. So I went to go see Renaissance in movie theaters. Perfection. And I want to say she is the number, I think her film is the number one film that's had a Thanksgiving, after Thanksgiving opening in a long periodically time. I saw the exact stat. I'll put it in the description box in our notes. But if I'm not mistaken, they said that Beyonce is now, and since she was the producer and the director, this is her film. So like, I want to say she is literally the number one grossing film after Thanksgiving, and I think about maybe a decade or two or something like that. So yeah, Black fact of the day. Beyonce is Beyonce-ing. So that's, yep, yeah, that's about it. But the main one that I have that I know 1000% is that you ain't got to do nothing but stay black and die. And that is the Black fact of the week.
It really was the I don't have to do anything but stay black and die for me. You really just took me out of the game.
It's a black fact.
It's true.
But yep, that is the end of our episode. Yeah, take it away, Taylor.
Take it away, Penny.
Guys, if y'all haven't realized, that's where I get that from. Come on now. But anyway,
I was going to say, as usual, tune in for all of our regularly scheduled shenanigans. Follow us on, follow us on Instagram. No, I hit my mic. Follow us on Instagram and Facebook. It'll be in the description box when you have the uploaded episode, as well as Twitch and YouTube. You can listen to us pretty much everywhere.
Yep. And watch us on YouTube.
Thanks. I was going to add that too. We are no longer on Podbean, so keep that in mind for anybody who was on Podbean. That shit is deleted, so you shouldn't be able to find us at the fuck all.
Gone.
Like, at the fuck all gone. Wiped clean. Off the face of the earth. Anywho, so we appreciate you guys so much for all of your support. Please give us some ideas for any episodes. I mean, we be writing our shit out, but like, we always welcome like episode ideas anyway, because sometimes we'd be like, man, what the fuck we gonna do this week? So, you know, it's nice to have some shit like that in store, in the vault, in the backity back. If you guys decide you want to ask us questions, you could definitely do that. We can take an episode to answer questions. We did that once, and it would be, but I don't know though.
Because...
it's literally going to be, but I don't know, though. But you'll enjoy it. You will enjoy it. That's all I'm saying.
Exactly. But, yeah. Oh. And so, the Black business of this week is called Moody House. If you have been on Twitter in the past, I think this was really viral kind of like last week or 2 weeks ago. But everybody went crazy off of the basically melanin-toned glassware that was on Amazon. Everybody was tagging Victoria Monet because we all know her colors are brown. That is kind of like her brand. And so she actually bought them. So I thought that was cool. And then lo and behold, because I be telling y'all, Black businesses just be finding me. I go on Facebook and there is a Black woman-owned business called Moody House. That's M-O-O-D-Y-H-A-U-S-E. And sells melanin-toned glassware. So glad I didn't buy it for Amazon. I will be buying it from her once I get some money. And she also has a couple other kitchen hardware and stuff. So definitely check her out. Once again, like I said, it's called M-O-O-D-Y-H-A-U-S-E. These are really nice and it looks like a really good quality. So I'm excited whenever I am able to buy them to get them and show you. I will definitely show you them when I buy them. And for a double feature, because we're late on the Black business, it's a little bit different of a Black business, but it is a web series that is on TikTok. It's called Shit Black Girls Think. It is amazing. It was written and produced and directed and DP'd by Black, I mean, starring Black women. Like, it got Black women all in it, you know? So definitely go check out. It's called Shit Black Girls Think on TikTok. They have episodes that drop every Wednesday around 7:30 p.m. So definitely go check them out. You could also look up Shit Black Girls Think. They have social media on Instagram. So definitely go follow them. Keep up with what's going on. And those are the Black businesses of the week.
So that's the end of the episode. Thank y'all so much for tuning in to the live. You will get the video version and the audio version one day this week.
Probably Monday.
So we
Sunday, Monday.
Monday. We love having you. We appreciate you.
We really do. Thank you guys.
Smart,
and thank you guys for being patient.
Kind. You is important. You feel me? Like, from the bottom of my Black ass heart, bro, I appreciate y'all. I really do.
No, for real. Thank you guys. We know it's been a lot. So thank you guys for loving us, being patient with us, and supporting us. And stay tuned. You know, tell your friend to tell a friend to tell a friend to tell an ex to tell a friend. Okay? Because we get it up, people. We're going to start making exclusive content for you guys. I'm just saying, you know? So, thank you guys.
The tell a ex to tell a friend for me.
I mean, some of y'all still talk to them, so. I'm just saying. But anywho, bye guys. Have a great night.
Wow.